8:15, Mike and Casey in the morning. Casey's got the day off, but Kimberly Locke, who has actually co-hosted with me before, is on the phone. Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm terrific, and you got so much going on, as you always do, ever since your American Idol days, where you finished third place, but then outsold numbers one and two by about 100 million records. But you would never say that. I can get away with it, right? And I've always told you, your voice is so perfect for Christmas music, and you have taken that to heart, and you've been so successful at it. What are you doing tonight? You're doing a show in Danbury?
I am. I'm doing a show at the Amber Room Colonnade at 7 p.m. It's an intimate setting, and I have a three-piece band and some special guests coming in to help put the show on tonight. It's going to be a really fun night.
Well, I saw a video on Facebook of dancers rehearsing, so I guess you got some backup dancers at one point anyway.
Yeah, I've got some young ladies who are dancers, and they're home for the holidays, and they were so excited to join me at the show tonight. You know, it's really all about, you know, showcasing talent. Like, I love giving, you know, opportunities to other artists, and it's just a fun, it's a fun feeling when everybody comes together to put something on, and we all get to kind of share our art and our craft. You know, we're all artists, and we love what we do.
Well, we're talking with Kimberly Locke. You first met her on American Idol a few years ago, and now you are a mentor to a lot of young people, right? You instruct and you mentor and you guide them into the show business.
Yeah, so I, you know, it's really funny how things happen. You know, I can remember many years ago when I first met you, and it was, you know, I was really focused on my career. But then I realized, you know, like, there's a lot of artists out there who just need consulting and guidance and, you know, what to do next and how to do it next. And so in 2011, I started I Am Entertainment, and we are working with other artists, helping them with their social media and marketing, and also all at the same time doing all things Kimberly Locke.
Which means recording all the time and performing and flying out to a gig somewhere out on the West Coast. But this one is local tonight. Now, are there still tickets available for this?
Yeah, there are some tickets available, and you can get them right on my website, and that's KimberlyLocke.me. As soon as you go on the landing page, you'll see the image that says the Amber Room Colonnade, and you click on that, and it takes you right to the ticket link.
Okay, terrific. Well, Kimberly Locke going to be in concert tonight. It's going to be a fabulous show. I have seen her perform. She puts on a great show every time and got that voice that just sounds so perfect with Christmas music. In fact, you have an EP out this Christmas, right?
Yeah, I released my very first independent Christmas album, and it's called Christmas Is Here. And thank you so much to you and WHUD for playing my single. I recorded it right in Paterson, New York at my partner's house, and I'm really proud of it. And, you know, I have to say, you have always been an advocate of me doing Christmas music. And as I was doing it, I was like, I cannot wait to share this with Mike. So I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate it. And I don't say that to everybody, but certain people's voices just lend themselves to holiday music. And yours is one of them. I think you're right up there with, you know, some of the people in the past, like, you know, Andy Williams and Tony, well, he's not in the past,
aww,
Tony Bennett, but you know what
thank
I mean? Like,
you,
your voice really does come across, you know, with all the great songs you've done. And we're about to play Christmas Is Here by Kimberly Locke.
Oh, thank you, Mike. What a treat.
Yeah, well, you had no idea. We only got in contact last night, so you were kind enough to do this on the morning of your show, which I'm sure you'd rather be sleeping and getting ready, but you are the ultimate professional, and we thank you for that. And we wish you all
thank
the best.
You.
My son always talks about having his first legal alcoholic beverage at your old restaurant in North Salem back in the day when he turned 21, and you and he
that's
had
awesome.
A beer, and I looked at him, I said, well, this is great, your first beer, and he goes, yeah, my first beer.
Yeah, Dad.
Well, you'll like to know that he's now a big star in Philadelphia radio. He's doing the morning drive on his station in Philly, so he's going great guns. Yeah. And you started him with it. It was the beer that propelled him into show business.
Wow, that's awesome.
Just kidding. Kimberly, I wish you the best. I would say break a leg, but, you know, I don't want you to actually break your leg. I want you to put on another great show tonight in Danbury. And what's the location again, the venue?
The venue is the Amber Room Colonnade. It's on 1 Stacy Road in Danbury.
All right. And go to KimberlyLock.me and get your tickets tonight. There are a few left, and we hope you have a great time.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
All right. And you get to introduce Christmas Is Here. Tell us about this recording.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a treat. So this song is a song by the late, great, amazing Donna Summer. And she recorded it in the early 2000s, and it is just quintessential Christmas. I think when you hear this song, you can smell the ham cooking, and you can smell the Christmas tree, and you can smell the cakes. It's everything that you want Christmas to be. It really is a fun song. Oh.